South Africa is ready to turn the page on an era of misrule. It's the beginning of the end in South Africa, or the end of the beginning. Either way, scandal-plagued President Jacob Zuma is on his way out after 8 years in power. After he resigned on February 14th amid attempts by the ruling African National Congress, the ANC, party, to dislodge him, one thing is clear. South Africa is ready to turn the page, and given how abysmally run the country has been over much of the past decade, that's unqualified good news. Compared with other countries whose economies are fueled by entrenched patronage networks, South Africa is much more pluralistic. Information about corruption at the top political levels is readily available. So few South Africans will be unaware that Zuma still faces 783 corruption, fraud, racketeering, and money laundering charges relating to a pre-presidency arms deal. In that respect, South Africa is much like Brazil, which is undergoing its own political convulsions. And like Brazil, South Africa will emerge all the stronger for it. Strong rule of law and a robust media environment can cause short-term political chaos, but often proves steadying in the long run.